In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
On the UB Sports Network, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, this is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, AdPro Sports, ComDoc, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23, Nike, Pepsi, and by Town Automotive Group. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the football season. It gets started. It is game week. My name is Paul Peck, and this is the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, Buffalo's original pizzeria. It's a game week because the Bulls open the season on Thursday night, 7 o'clock kickoff at UB Stadium against the Robert Morris Colonials. It all gets started in Stampede Square 2 hours before Ray Lynn takes the concert series stage. So it's going to be a fun night, a great way to get Labor Day weekend started with the Bulls. It's game week, which means everybody's fired up. No one more than Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. Well, Coach, this is one of many times in your coaching and playing career when you're on the brink of the start of a season. Does it ever get old? What are the emotions that you go through when you know that it is time to get a season going?
Well, I think we're all excited. I think, you know, personally, you look at your team each and every year, and you're excited about some of those newcomers, some of the guys that have waited for opportunities and have played well, you know, through the spring and fall camp to get their first real extended playing time, and it's just an exciting time to get it started.
Every team always has its own identity that kind of emerges to you through the course of the summers and of the preseason. You know, what kind of a team? Who are the guys that lead the way? What have you learned about that for your team this
well,
year?
Well, I think it's been interesting to watch certain players grow into more of a leadership role. I really like the business approach that they've taken as far as a team. I don't think there's a lot of extra talk about what they're going to try to do. They understand they have to go out and prove it. I think that's partly because they've been around of what we've been doing and how we've been doing it now for a while, the upperclassmen at least. And I think the other ones have followed accordingly. And so with that, there's been good enthusiasm. There's been some things, but the business-like approach about the daily way of going about getting better, I think they've really embraced.
Do you feel like this team has begun to create its own identity?
I think so. I think so, but I always kind of hesitate on that because, you know, when it gets kicked off, like you just referred to, you know, you're going to really see what it's like for some of them. And of course, when adversity hits, how do we respond? And I think then, a lot of the real true identity of a team will be shown.
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, this is the UB Football Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. It's a more youthful team than maybe you've had in the last couple of years. How is that different?
Well, it's different, of course, because they don't know what they don't know, and of course you have to kind of, you know, there's the learning curve is steeper, and you've got to do some things. You have to keep things a little bit more generic at times. You have to rely on the guys that are returning to step in. But the other part is, though, there's an excitement and a desire sometimes, you know, with a, you know, guy's been there for 3-4 years, it, you know, there can be, I don't want to say complacency, but it gets a little bit routine, and then with newness becomes some freshness in the program.
And with newness and youthfulness means there were some questions that you needed to have answered. Do you feel like most of them have been answered throughout the preseason getting us to this game week?
I think most of them have. I think the one you know, we've been up and down in the health area, in the secondary some, and really at the wide receiver position. And that's the one that probably will be evolving and will evolve throughout the year. And we're hoping at the same time as that does, we might be able to redshirt multiple people if it plays out that way. But it's a wait and see as we go along.
We roll on with the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, joined by the Bulls head coach. Of course, we're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, Buffalo's original pizzeria. One of the big decisions you had to make was a starting quarterback, and you have chosen to go with Matt Myers at that job to begin the season against Robert Morris. What is it that Matt did to win that competition?
Well, I think it's been what Matt has been about since the day he stepped on campus. I think he gives us a true dual threat. A very strong arm, a big presence, the quickness and speed to help us in the RPO game. And, you know, really mechanically and delivery-wise, he can get that ball out quickly. Now, it's going to be a first start, and there's a lot of things that will go through with whoever our starting quarterback was going to be that will go through some of those first-year growing pains with whichever quarterback was there. But looking at what Matt does, we feel right now he had an excellent camp, and he's going to give us the best chance to be successful now and throughout the year.
Is there any more pressure on him because he is from here in Western New York? He's a hometown kid. Does that add anything to it? And have you talked to him about that?
You know, we talked about that in the recruiting process. We haven't talked about it now. I think he's a smart enough individual that knew that was part of the good and maybe the not so good at times when you elect to stay home. But there's a lot to that, you know, that's not part of the decision-making process, but I sure hope that, you know, the people in the community in Western New York come out and support this young man.
How much more does it help him or whoever would have won that quarterback position without a lot of experience, knowing that you do have significant experience at other parts of your offense? Maybe not at wide receiver, as you pointed out, but we know there's a lot of experience on the line and in the running back spots.
Well, I think that's probably one is that if you had all your receivers back but had 5 starting new linemen, I think there'd be more questions that way. So I guess if you're going to pick your poison, and so to speak, in this one, you want it up front where you can hopefully establish a solid running game and, of course, you know, protect this first-time starter.
All right, it opens up with Robert Morris, a team from the FCS ranks playing their first ever FBS opponent from outside of Pittsburgh. What can we expect to see? What do you expect to see from the Colonials in this home opener?
Well, I think in a lot of first game matchups, especially sometimes when you're going to play an FCS opponent, we've known we've had our ups and downs with that. You don't know what they're going to always bring to the table because even before any transfer portal was, there was always the FCS transfers that were always immediately eligible if they transferred down from FBS, and you just don't know what newcomers come in and make high impact and could be difference makers. Bernard Clark's our head coach. He was the associate head coach at Albany when we played them the first 2 years. So I'm sure he's going to tell them, you know, exactly what happened in 2016 and when they brought their team down here and played extremely well against a young team and when we were a little bit searching for a quarterback. And those things we'll have to be on guard for. And it's still that's the kind of, you know, setting that we want because we need to be ready and come out of the gate, play well early.
It's the home opener. It's the season opener right here at UB Stadium. Robert Morris Colonials are the opponent. A 7:00 kickoff. Coach, good luck to the season. Good luck Thursday.
Thank you very much, Paul.
We thank Coach for a couple of minutes of his time to get us in the full game spirit here as we head towards Thursday night's opener against Robert Morris. When we return, we'll dive into the Bulls offense, talk about the decision at quarterback with Bulls offensive coordinator Andy Kotelnicki. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
Game Day returns to UB Stadium on Thursday, August 29th, with UB football team host Robert Morris at 7 p.m. Enjoy a tailgate concert by country music star Ray Lynn, along with food trucks, kid-friendly entertainment, and more. For tickets, call 1-877-UB-THERE or visit ubbowls.com.
Town Ford is offering special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni to kick off the new season. This month lease a new 2019 Ford EcoSport SE for $149 per month, only $149. The Bulls are looking good on the field, and you're looking good in a new EcoSport for only $149. Town Ford, Orchard Park. 36 month lease, $1,195 down plus first payment taxes, registration, and acquisition fees due at signing. Call 716-662-6500 for details. Must take delivery from dealer stock by 9/119.
We love our town.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Whether your project is above ground, below ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools that you need. We rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and generators. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. Located on Transit Road in Williamsville, call 716-565-1330.
This is Thurman Thomas. I love to score on the field, and my family scored big time with Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Shatkin. Your smile is your number one asset. If you have one or more missing teeth or suffer from loose dentures, Mini Dental Implants is the solution to your problems. They're less invasive, less discomfort, less healing time, and half the cost of the old style implant.
For a Hall of Fame smile, go with the pro, Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center.
Call 839-1700, online at drtshatkin.com.
At Mountain Dew, we say here's to the doers.
The people who know you gotta do what you gotta do.
Who do it big.
Then do it bigger.
Who don't just watch.
So if there's something you wanna do,
here's a little advice.
Grab yourself an ice cold Mountain Dew.
And get to it.
That's right. Get going.
Get started.
Stand up.
Jump up.
Grab hold of it.
Work it out.
Grind it out.
Get stoked.
Get passionate.
And do it.
Don't ask how you should do it.
Don't ask if it can be done.
Because there are those who don't.
And those who do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do. Let's do the do.
Game Day returns to UB Stadium on Thursday, August 29th, with UB football team host Robert Morris at 7 p.m. Enjoy a tailgate concert by country music star Ray Lynn, along with food trucks, kid-friendly entertainment, and more. For tickets, call 1-877-UB-THERE or visit ubbowls.com.
Welcome back as we continue the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. My name is Paul Peck, and we continue to get you ready for the season opener for the UB Bulls on Thursday night at UB Stadium, a 7 o'clock kickoff against the Robert Morris Colonials to get 2019 off and rolling. To find out how much the Bulls offense will be off and rolling all season long, and a lot is what I expect the answer to be from Andy Kotelnicki, the Bulls offensive coordinator and running backs coach. Coach, good to have you on the show here. The offense set all kinds of records last year, and congratulations for all of that. It's going to be different because the players are going to be different.
Absolutely.
This year. But I'm sure your goal is to break all those records again.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, I've said this on the show before, the statistics lie and liars use statistics, you know, so we talk about breaking records and stats. But, you know, really, you know, you think every year, and quite candidly in football, almost every week, there's change. Your matchups are different. And so the idea of replacing people or having to be different or do things, those are challenges that we face on a weekly basis. And yeah, we lost some key players, but that's been mentioned before. You know, sometimes those guys were hurt. Sometimes those guys were out. And so we've had to deal with the challenges that we've dealt with since last season, you know, really in the middle of last season a lot. So, you know, I'm not overly concerned about having to try to replace guys and stuff like that, because that's the landscape of football. It really at any level. You know, from professional to high school. I mean, you have to be prepared for change.
So how much might this offense look different, or how much might the fans to come out Thursday night sort of, I mean, they're not going to see the kind of deep passing I'm not likely that we saw as much of last year. So what are the other things that might look different to Bulls fans?
Well, it'd be ignorant for us to ignore the experience that we have on the offensive line and the talent that we have at the running back position. And so to not use those a lot wouldn't be wise probably on our half. So you'll be able to see, how we distribute the ball to our running backs, you know, relying on the physicality and athleticism of our offensive line up front, you know, maybe an emphasis in the run game, which is important. But, you know, at the end of the day, and I talk to our team about this all the time, I said, you know, if you can look in our league and break down what the most explosive plays are, and we've done this, you know, in our league, in our conference, the most explosive play is still a vertically thrown football. So we still have to be able to throw the ball down the field and get that done.
Andy Kotelnicki is the Bulls offensive coordinator and running backs coach as we continue here on the UB Football Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, Buffalo's original pizzeria. You made a decision on a starting quarterback late last week. It's going to be Matt Myers, the West Seneca native. What is it that Matt did to win the job, and what do you think you'll be able to do with Matt now that he's going to be the guy taking that first snap?
Well, you know, at that position, it's about making the other guys around you better, and he's been able to demonstrate that, you know, and I think that he, you know, he's an accurate thrower. He brings some athleticism to the position with his feet. Those of you who are from the Buffalo area who saw him play in high school understand what he brings to the table athletically and as a runner, and those are things I think you look at, the quarterback position at all levels of football, even in the NFL nowadays, that is a premium to be able to have a guy who can run around and make things happen and extend plays. We think he's going to be able to do that to us. And he's done a good job, you know, being consistent. You know, he's been coachable every day. He's been getting a little bit better. And he'll make a mistake. He'll learn from it. He'll move on. And he's getting more and more comfortable around the show. I'm excited about him.
He's one of only three high school quarterbacks in Western New York history to have thrown for 2,000 yards and run for 1,000 in a single season. So he is the ultimate dual threat.
Hey, who are the other two?
The other two are one that you will know who is playing in the NFL. That would be Chad Kelly. Okay. And the third is a kid who helped lead South Park High School to a state championship, Tyree Brown, who's now playing at Brockport.
Yeah. Okay.
which is a top 25 Division III team. So that's pretty good company, isn't it?
Absolutely.
The point I'm trying to make here is that as a coordinator and a play designer, how many windows now become open for you to really show that dual threat?
Well, when you think about attacking a defense, and I've had the opportunity to coach on defense in my career, so I know that when there's option components built into systems, it makes you really question what you're going to call on defense and what you got to do, because you have to be really sound about that quarterback keeping the ball now. And so to be able to have that against our opponents is going to add a lot of stress to them.
All right, you got those running backs stable is a good choice of words, right? We saw what Jarrett Patterson did as the MAC Freshman of the Year. Kevin Marks wasn't much far behind him either in that voting or on the statistics and the yardage that he put up. And you've got a few other guys as well, too. So how are you going to get creative trying to use all of those guys?
Well, you know, kind of like we talked about, you have to utilize the strengths of your players and try to diversify them. And, you know, we identified at the end of the last season, we said we're going to feel pretty good and deep at that position. And through all spring football and fall camp, we've been using them differently, ask them to do different things. And there's a lot of the things that you might see guys in the NFL who are those athletic kind of players who catch the ball well out of the backfield and you line them up all over the place. Those are the kind of things that we'll be able to do with those guys. And they've really embraced that, and they love the idea of being able to go out there and helping the team more than just standing in the backfield taking a handoff.
With Andy Kotelnicki, Bulls offensive coordinator, running backs coach here on the UB Football Insider Show, getting you ready for Thursday night's home opener, season opener against the Robert Morris Colonials. One last question I want to ask you. The quarterback on the offensive line is the center position. You have an outstanding one to replace with James O'Hagan, but Coach pointed out that what O'Hagan did has been passed on to this group. Tell us a little bit about the guy who looks like he's going to be James' replacement, which is Mike Nowitzki.
Yep, so Mike, unbelievable athlete, first of all. When he came in, I remember recruiting him out of high school. He was a tight end. He was the Rochester athlete of the year.
Mm-hmm. Great lacrosse player, too.
Yeah, he was.
Well, right?
Fantastic lacrosse player. Yep. He came in. I remember recruiting him, and I went and saw him. I saw him work out in the spring, and he walked in the door, and I went, my goodness, he looks like a tackle. You know, and I said, yeah, that's what he's going to end up being. And he came in, and it went out and it played out, we kind of felt like maybe he'd be able to play at the center position a little bit early. We moved him in there, really natural, you know, good snapper, good athlete. We're able to ask him to do a lot. Jacob Gall's up front there as well, who's playing quite a bit for that position as well. We feel like we got some depth at that line, you know, and any kind of freshman mistake that you might be worried about, with an offensive lineman, the fact that he's surrounded by guys who have played quite a few games is very helpful for him.
Well, the last time you made that move, it was O'Hagan as a redshirt freshman starting from day one, and he never did. Never came out of the lineup.
That's right.
Is that's obviously what you're looking
50 some games, I think it was, right?
Yep, school record. Starter,
Yeah, impressive.
So that's what you're looking for.
I think he's going to be pretty special. We're excited about it.
All right, Andy, appreciate the updates. Appreciate the insight into what the Bulls offense is going to look like this year. We're going to talk a little more about the offense later on in the show, but good luck on the season and good luck on Thursday night.
Thank you, Paul.
Good stuff from Bulls offensive coordinator Andy Kotelnicki. You can tell he is excited about the things he's going to be able to do with the Bulls offense this year. How about what they're going to do with the quarterback position? We'll get a little more detail with that in our next segment as quarterbacks coach Jim Zabrowski joins us to talk about the quarterback decision. Stick around. We roll on with the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
Bulls fans, visit WNYAutoCare.com to locate the finest neighborhood automotive repair shops in the Buffalo area. All of these independent and family-owned repair shops are held to the highest standards of training and use the best parts for each job. At all Western New York Auto Care shops, we make sure that every job is done in a friendly atmosphere and offer peace of mind with a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty. Visit WNYAutoCare.com today to see what sets our auto repair centers apart from the competition.
The reason Losi and Ganji grows every year is because they focus on your personal care. Jeff Ganji of Losi and Ganji.
In 2018, we obtained over $22 million for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Not only do we assure our clients receive the maximum settlement for their claims, we make sure the small details are handled properly.
For workers' compensation and personal injury, call Losi and Ganji at 854-1446 or go to losi-ganji.com.
Losi and Ganji, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers.
Past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
Autobahn Women's Medical Associates provides comprehensive care, including on-site sonography, mental health counselors, and a health and nutrition coach. Located on the corner of Miller Sport Highway and North Forest Road, we are just minutes from UB. Our dedicated practice of women taking care of women are committed to helping you achieve maximum health and wellness. Schedule an early morning or late afternoon appointment. We even see patients on Saturdays. Autobahn Women's Medical Associates, the largest private OBGYN group in the North Towns and a proud partner of UB Athletics.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tired of spending hours in a crowded ER waiting room? Kaleida Health has the solution, emergency room online registration, and it's reinventing the way patients access emergency care. We all know that hospital waiting rooms aren't the most comfortable places to be, and that's why we offer online registration for non-life-threatening conditions. Check in for your projected treatment time at KaleidaHealth.org, arrive at DeGraff Memorial Hospital or Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital at the time you chose, and be seen promptly. Do your waiting at home and not the ER. Kaleida Health. We see more than patients.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold as we continue to get you ready for the season opener. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. We got the insight into the offense as we head into Thursday's season opener from coordinator Andy Kotelnicki. Let's dive a little deeper now with co-offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach, and passing game coordinator Jim Zabrowski. By the time I get done with your titles, we won't have any more time to talk.
No time at all. I'm trying to think if there's any more I can kind of talk to Lance about getting.
Yeah, you must be very busy with all these titles.
It is a tough. It's tough.
All right. Well, as we talked about with Andy, you were right in the middle of a very spirited quarterback competition that led to a quarterback decision that we now know that it's going to be the hometown kid. West Seneca's Matt Myers is going to start the game on Thursday night. Take me through the competition and what ultimately led to Matt being the one who wins it.
Once Ty decided to go to the NFL, we knew it come springtime, like, hey, we're going to have Kyle,
Dom and Matt, you know, go at this thing. It'd be pretty fun to watch. You know, different age type kids, and it'd be fun. And all of a sudden, Matt kind of tweaked himself in the springtime, and so that cut down his reps. So, you know, Kyle and Dom got most of the reps, and then come fall, we're like, hey, Matt got healthy. Like, we need to see. I've seen enough through his first year. Like, you got to give this kid an opportunity, and he came in here, so we gave him more reps in the fall to kind of balance the reps he lost. Put him in blitz pickups, blitz situations, third downs, red zone. Try to see who can handle those situations the best, I guess, for lack of better words. And they both did really well, and Matt ended up being the guy.
As with all of the quarterbacks that were in this competition, they were all relatively young. They're all relatively inexperienced. My question is are quarterbacks in general more ready to play earlier in their careers than maybe they've ever been in your coaching career?
They are there in all the years. And I really believe it's because of the no-huddle offenses. And 7-on-7 stuff in the summer is great, but the no-huddle offenses, all you're getting as a quarterback, you look over, you get a signal. Everyone gets a signal. You never have to communicate. So the quarterback, as long as I can learn a signal and know what that play is, I can go out there and play. I never, besides the snap count. Now there's clapping going on as cadences. So you really never have to talk to anybody. You know, in our offense, it's a little more complicated where you have to read a wristband. So our offense will take a little bit more time. We do motion still. We do have some things where they have to communicate. So I think that becomes a little hard in our system. So Matt picked it up pretty well, and Kyle did a pretty good job getting thrust in there as a freshman, you know, against Northern Illinois and Miami. So I think our offense is a little harder initially, but yes, in general, yes, those guys are more ready throwing-wise than they have ever been.
Jim Zabrowski is the Bulls quarterbacks coach and passing game coordinator. We're talking with him here on the UB Football Insider, getting you ready for Thursday's season opener, 7 o'clock kickoff against Robert Morris. It all gets started at the Tailgate Concert Series, Ray Lynn on the stage there, 2 hours at 5 o'clock before kickoff here at UB Stadium. Well, what's interesting about Matt Myers is that a lot of people in this town know who he is, know what he's done, leading West Seneca West to a state championship 2 years ago, setting all kinds of records. How much pressure might there be on a kid who comes from 20 minutes away from UB Stadium as opposed to a kid from Ohio or Illinois or wherever?
Oh, it's a great question. And I was thinking about that. For some reason, I was thinking about the day going, ooh, you know, this is going to local hometown get people knowing. And we'll talk a little bit about it, but I still think, I hope it's the, as I talk to him, it's the excitement of being able to play for a team that you've always wanted to go to, I guess is the best way to say it. And he's been through some adversity through a Bishop time and all of a sudden dropping football, almost not having a place to play to go to West Seneca, win a state championship. So I think he handled that, I guess, transition a little bit. But I think,
it's kind of what you're talking about with the transition,
is,
right?
It is a little bit of transition. And then you see a kid, you're like, as we recruited him, you know, he started picking up steam late. You know, and he stuck to his guns, and that kind of shows me he wants to be here. So I hope that becomes like, hey, this is, for lack of better words, a dream where I'm just let it go. You don't have to prove anything. You're here. You're the starter. Now just go have fun.
Jim Zabrowski is the Bulls passing game coordinator along with their quarterbacks coach. I think all of us sometimes as fans of the sport of football think of a passing offense and look at the receivers. Who are the receivers going to be? In talking last week with Zach LaFave, I think it helped me and hopefully a lot of Bulls fans understand that they're going to have to look at this team's receivers not just as the wide receivers, but as Zach as a tight end, maybe even as the running backs in the passing game. Is that a little bit of an interesting or different challenge for you to not just be locked in on the guys that are split the widest?
Yeah, it's a challenge, and it's also a huge benefit because if something happens to somebody, it's not necessarily the second inside receiver. You can do something else with that. You can put, it might be a running back or a tight end or whatever, so you can truly put your best personnel out there, be it 11, be it 12 or whatever. So yeah, challenge, I guess, a little bit more exciting, going kind of figuring out, sitting down with Andy and going, hey, we can put this dude here, this guy here, and then this guy here, and then we can motion them. I think that's the fun part, is like putting the puzzle, not necessarily incorporating more plays. I think that's the key, is how many concepts can a kid handle, where minimal concept, and how can you window dress those concepts and put the ball in the right people's hands? Because the quarterback, people always have asked me, they're like, man, you're losing these terrific receivers and tight ends. I'm like, you got no line.
that's experience. Mine is Jimmy. You know, you got a group of dudes up front that is pretty good, and that, and then a group of running back. That's great. Now you can let the rest of the guys grow, and is that fun?
Right. I feel like there's a photo shoot coming with you and Andy in a chemistry lab and a lab coach with beakers and stuff, and you, the yeah, mad scientists of the Bulls together. Offense. So it's going to be fun to watch, and Jim is a key part of that as the quarterback's coach, co-offensive coordinator, and passing game coordinator. We're all looking forward to seeing what different things we're going to see from the Buffalo offense. Can't wait for it all to start Thursday.
Neither can we. It's going to be fun.
All right. We appreciate some time with Jim Zabrowski. It's now time to flip it over to the other side of the football. Next up, we dive into the defense. That's when the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College continues.
We're excited.
Bills fans, 2019 single game tickets are on sale now at BuffaloBills.com. Be there as we celebrate 100 years of NFL football and the Bills' 60th season.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
It's summer, but winter is on the way. And with that comes allergies. Here's Tropical Heating's president, Jerry Paleo, to tell you about his latest offer. Tropical
Heating and Cooling. Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right. If you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value.
And here's something else to sweeten your deal. If you purchase your high-efficiency air conditioner and get your free furnace, Jerry will give the first 10 callers a free duct cleaning. That's right, free duct cleaning. That's an $800 value. Hurry, offers end August 31st.
Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Call 870-0753. Tropical Heating and
Cooling. Town Ford is offering special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni to kick off the new season. This month lease a new 2019 Ford EcoSport SE for $149 per month, only $149. The Bulls are looking good on the field, and you're looking good in a new EcoSport for only $149. Town Ford, Orchard Park. 36 month lease, $1,195 down plus first payment taxes, registration, and acquisition fees due at signing. Call 716-662-6500 for details. Must take delivery from dealer stock by 9/119.
We love our town.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
We're excited.
Bills fans, 2019 single game tickets are on sale now at BuffaloBills.com. Be there as we celebrate 100 years of NFL football and the Bills' 60th season.
Back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria and Transit Road as well for Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great places to go before and after Thursday's season opener for the Bulls against the Robert Morris Colonials. 7 o'clock kickoff here at UB Stadium. It all gets started at the tailgate, a Stampede Square with the tailgate concert from Ray Lynn 2 hours before kickoff. All right, we've got the offensive guys. They're gone and out of the way. Now it's the real heart and soul of the team, right? It's time to talk a little defense with there Bulls defensive coordinator and cornerbacks coach Brian Borland, right? Those offensive guys, they're all over the place.
Yeah, a lot of talking, a lot of words. So
defensive guys, not as much words, right?
No, we just get right to it.
All right, well, let's get right to it. I think one of the interesting things about the Bulls defense this year is on the surface, the numbers would say you're only bringing three quote-unquote starters back. But I think anybody that followed the Bulls last year knows that you played so many key guys that so many of the guys that are coming back to be starters this year have started before, have played key roles. So is it really as big a transition as maybe some people think it is?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I don't look at it that way at all. I guess I never really thought about it that way, and because you're right, we've built some depth, and we've played a lot of players, and so yeah, maybe they haven't been a starter, but they've been a regular rotator. So guys, you know, we have a lot of guys playing 25, 30, 35 snaps a game, and as a number two, but really that's. They're playing almost as much as our starters have played.
Yeah, so. And I think of a guy like starting outside linebacker Kadafi Wright this year, who hasn't really started a lot of games in his career, but made one of the biggest plays of the season last year in that game against Miami and has made some big plays before. So sometimes that can be a little misleading, can it?
Yes, without a doubt. So I actually feel like we've probably got the best depth that we've had here. One of those reasons is because, you know, just because of the things that we're talking about, and guys have made good use of their playing opportunities in the past. And really, yeah, I would have thought of Kadafi Wright as a starter last year, even though he backed up. He was just, you know, was neck and neck right there. So, and there's a couple other players the same way.
Brian Borland is the Bulls defensive coordinator and cornerbacks coach as we continue here on the UB Football Insider Show. So what kind of style or personality might this defense have for 2019?
Style or personality? Well, I don't know about personality. I think James Patterson's probably a good representative of the defense we're building here. Is really competitive, takes it serious, knows what's going on. So I think we've got a bunch of guys that have kind of rallied around that mantra a little bit. But I feel like we're pretty deep, and I think we're going to run pretty well. So and that opens up a lot of doors and things that you can do.
Lance used a word last week or so to describe the defense, and he's not describing the personality, he's describing the athleticism when he used the word twitchy. He said this is as twitchy a Bulls defense that he can remember in the years that you guys have been here. I explain what you think he meant by that.
Twitchy would more explosive, fast movement, being able to change direction quickly and you know, obviously run fast, and when you strike a blow, you're striking it with a lot of impact and power. I guess that's, and like I said, we've really felt over the years we've needed to recruit more to that here. I believe that we have, and it's starting to come to fruition now.
All right, let's dive into a couple of the positions, and let's start with the position that you oversee in addition to your duties as defensive coordinator, and that's the cornerback position. Again, some kind of new names, but names that should be familiar to Bulls fans. Tell us a little bit about the guys that are going to try to shut the passing games down.
Yeah, there's probably, I would go five or six guys right now that could all, I feel, could play and feel pretty good about them playing and holding up our end of things. Probably the guys that have the inside track would be Dev Russell and Apri Washington, and those are guys that have, you know, they both have started games in the past and battled some injury and things like that. But if we can get them back on the field, if that's a pretty good duo. But and then there's some other guys as well. Isaiah King Roy Baker
and Wonky Baker, right?
And there's a bunch of guys there that have all kind of been waiting in the wings, but are emerging. Ali Abbas, and so they've all had their moments this fall, look pretty good. And like I said, I would feel like, you know, confident that we could put a handful of guys in there, and we'd still be pretty good.
Brian Borland is the Bulls defensive coordinator. We're getting you ready for kickoff of the season on Thursday night against Robert Morris, 7 o'clock here at UB Stadium. It all gets started in Stampede Square at 5 with the tailgate concert series headlined by Ray Lynn. So make it a great start to your Labor Day weekend coming up this week on Thursday night. Safety, you've got a returning starter in Joey Banks and a guy who made one of the bigger plays of the year in the bowl game last year, Tyrone Hill. Who else are going to be the guys that man the deep middle of the field?
Yeah, those two guys. And safety is probably a position we maybe don't go quite as deep at, but those two, again, Joey and Tyrone were both, they were, we had three starters last year. We played two at a time. We had three starters, and they were two of the three. So, and then Corey Gross has really come on, a redshirted last year, a freshman eligibility-wise this year. And those three guys are probably the three that would see the most of the playing time. And then we're still trying to really develop some depth behind those guys.
With Brian Borland, Bulls defensive coordinator, one more quick one for you, Brian. Give me a little summation on all the guys that we're going to see on the defensive line.
Yeah, there's a quite a rotation. defensive tackle. I believe we've got probably five or six guys that look like they can handle it in there. I think this would be our strongest year of our fifth year. Their strongest position is defensive tackle, or the best position that we've had at that spot. Defensive ends, Malcolm Kuntz and I'm going to miss some names.
Taylor Riggins
are obviously were backups last year, but again, they were really starters last year. They've both garnered some all preseason, all conference recognition. So they were some of our sack leaders from last year. So I think those guys on the edge, and then there's Ladarius Mack. Those guys will hold up pretty well.
All right, a lot of names that Bulls fans have seen before, getting a chance to even shine even more and take this defense to places even beyond its number two ranking in the MAC last year. Brian, good luck this season. And thanks for the insight into the Bulls' defensive units.
All right, thank you.
Brian Borland is the Bulls' defensive coordinator. We'll stay and talk a little more defense, a little deeper into the defensive line with defensive ends coach Taiwo Anatolu. That is coming up next. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
Hey Bulls fans, this is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see busybodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePaxPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePaxPower.com.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
UB Football is fueled by Chick-fil-A on Walden Avenue. That's right, Chick-fil-A is located right here in Western New York and is the preferred post-game meal of UB football. Hey kids, be sure to come out to Kids Day at UB Stadium on Saturday, September 21st, as your Buffalo Bulls take on Temple. The first 500 kids 12 and under will receive a special gift courtesy of Chick-fil-A. That's Saturday, September 21st for Kids Day as the Bulls take on the Temple Owls. Chick-fil-A, home of the original Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Don't hibernate this winter. Participate. Check out Holiday Valley's money-saving ultimate passes for season-long ski and snowboard programs that start as low as $155. Catch the thrill on 60 slopes and trails, terrain parks, glades, steeps, and cruisers. Don't know how to ski or snowboard? The passes include lessons too. Spend the winter skiing and riding at Holiday Valley in Ellicottville. It's just fun. Find out more at holidayvalley.com.
Ranger Station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, Buffalo's original pizzeria. My name is Paul Peck. We're going to talk a little more defense and special teams in this segment as we get you ready for the start of the season. Thursday night here at UB Stadium, it's the Bulls and the Robert Morris Colonials to get 2019 off and rolling. Taiwo Anatolu is the Bulls' defensive ends coach and special teams coordinator. Taiwo, good to have you on the show.
Let's talk about
your defensive ends in particular and the defensive line as a whole. And it's a little interesting to me because a lot of the
preseason sort of thought on the defense is, oh, there's so many starters that are gone. But I look at the two guys that you're bringing back at the defensive end position, and I realized when I looked it up the other day, they combined for 8 sacks last year. So while they may not have been starters, they played a lot. How much does that make your job easier?
It makes it a lot easier because those guys, they're smart. They're savvy players. They really know the defense. And anytime you're a coach playing with good athletic kids that are athletic and they're smart, it makes it easy for you.
All right, so Taylor Riggins and Malcolm Kuntz are going to be the guys that get those first snaps, and there'll be plenty others, and we'll talk about those. But break down those two guys for me, what they do well and what you're expecting out of them.
Starting off with Malcolm, he's played a couple years here, and he's a long, athletic, he's fast, he's twitchy, that word we've used quite often. He can bend the corner, and he's kind of a sack master. He has the ability to contort his body in different ways that most people can't, and he makes things look really easy, so that's always a good thing. And then I would say Riggins is kind of the quiet, steady guy who just keeps his mouth quiet. He just works hard, and every time you turn on the film, he's making plays.
I think he was a guy last year that we didn't know very much about, and all of a sudden you're like, man, that number 49 guy's making a lot of plays.
Yeah, he's an athletic guy. You know, out of high school, he played running back, tight end, defensive end, linebacker, so very versatile player, and he just puts on his hard hat every day, comes to work, and makes plays.
Tywill Anatolu is the Bulls' defensive ends and special teams coach. We're breaking down the defense with him here as we get you ready for the season opener on Thursday night against Robert Morris. Behind those two guys, we know you're going to play a lot of guys. We've already established that, and Brian Borland certainly likes to do that. So who are the next wave of defensive ends that we'll see?
So first guy is Ladarius Mack, and people know him, and he is twitched up. He is fast. He's quick. He's really aggressive. He's explosive, and I think he's going to have a really good year. He's worked really hard, has a great work ethic, and I think he's learning some things, and he's putting all his tools. He's got a lot of tools in his toolbox, and it's going to come out this year. That's what he hopes for.
What's it like to coach him, to coach a kid who has the ability to pick up the phone and call maybe the greatest defensive end in the world and ask him what he should be doing?
And I definitely, as a coach, take advantage of that. Sometimes in our individual period, it'll be the Mac individual period for 5 minutes, and hey, teach us what you know. And he always has some new tricks and some things he's learned, obviously, from his older brother, and we'll do that from time to time.
Right. Now, he's not Khalil.
No.
And it's unfair to make that comparison, but are there some ways that he is a Mac pass rusher?
I would say if he was about 4 inches taller, he might be, they would be very, very similar. He's just a little bit shorter. He's a 6 foot guy, but the way he turns and puts his foot in the ground and changes direction and how physical and explosive he is on contact, it's impressive. You see it in the bloodlines, definitely.
That's pretty cool. That's got to be fun for you. Who else at the position can we expect to see this year?
Yeah, Frendy Zerilis. He's a good player. He's a long, he's probably 6'4", 245 pounds. You know, he's fast and he's athletic and he does a good job, and he's also a pretty sharp kid and he has a good motor, and that's big at that position, having a motor and playing hard. So we're excited to see what he's going to do.
Tywill Anatolu is the Bulls' defensive ends coach and special teams coordinator. We're getting you ready for the start of the season here. It comes up Thursday against Robert Morris, 7 o'clock kickoff here at UB Stadium. It all gets going at Stampede Square 2 hours before kickoff. The pregame tailgate concert by Ray Lynn. Great way to get your Labor Day weekend off and rolling with the Bulls. Last couple years that you've been on the staff here, you've coached in the defensive backfield. What's the transition like going from the shorter, fast little guys to the bigger, tougher defensive linemen?
It's been different. You know, it's different personalities, and but I've enjoyed it because knowing the back end, I can explain on the front end how important it is to get pressure on the quarterback so you don't leave those guys on the back end hanging. So there's things like that. I make those guys understand, and it's been interesting, though.
Yeah, and speaking of dealing with some different personalities, you dabble in special teams, and
right.
We always to joke about the kickers are cut from a different cloth.
They are.
Give me a sense of what you're thinking about the Bulls' special teams unit this year.
As a unit, I think you have a great special teams when you have great specialists. Okay, that's the most important thing, and I think we're going to have really good specialists. We have depth at every position from long snapper to our kickers and to our punters. We really have a lot of depth there. Once you have that, I feel like special teams, the biggest thing is dominating field position, and if you can dominate the field position, make it shorter for your offense and longer for the opposing offense, you'll have success.
There's always a couple of guys, younger guys, who get their chances to shine on special teams. Are there a couple of names that maybe we don't know about that might be some special teams demons that we'll start to know about?
Yeah, I've got about three names, probably a lot more, but I think a guy like Corey Gross, okay, from Brockport, Ron Cook, he's an experienced explosive returner, Trevor Wilson. I talked about earlier, explosive returner, and those guys I'm really excited about. There's a lot more, but those guys have kind of been flashing in camp a little bit, and those guys are ready to go.
All right, special teams is always key. You got to keep your eyes open for that. They can change games, as we saw happen a lot of times last year, and Tywo's going to get his guys to do as best that they can this year. Tywo, appreciate the time. Good luck on the defense, on special teams. Good luck on Thursday.
Thanks.
Tywo Onatolu is the Bulls defensive ends coach and special teams coordinator. We thank him for a couple minutes of his time. We are continuing to roll on to get you ready for Thursday night's Bulls season opener against Robert Morris. We will wrap up our show with our always popular Full of It segment as John Fuller joins us. That is coming up on the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
It's summer, but winter is on the way. And with that comes allergies. Here's Tropical Heating's president, Jerry Paleo, to tell you about his latest offer. Tropical
Heating and Cooling. Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right. If you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value.
And here's something else to sweeten your deal. If you purchase your high-efficiency air conditioner and get your free furnace, Jerry will give the first 10 callers a free duct cleaning. That's right, free duct cleaning. That's an $800 value. Hurry, offers end August 31st.
Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Call 870-0753.
Game day returns to UB Stadium on Thursday, August 29th, when UB football team host Robert Morris at 7 p.m. Coming off the best season in school history, the Bulls are ready to stampede into 2019.
Buffalo touchdown!
And game day is about so much more than just football. Before kickoff, enjoy a tailgate concert by country music star Ray Lynn, along with food trucks, kid-friendly entertainment, and more. For tickets, call 1-877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
Are you struggling with depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety, or an addiction to drugs or alcohol? You're not alone. Many people have feelings or experiences like yours at some point in their lives. When such experiences become severe, it's important to reach out for professional help and treatment. Bryland Behavioral Health System provides quality, compassionate care for all ages. Don't suffer in silence. Contact Bryland for help. Call 886-8200 or visit Bryland.com for more information. With help, there's hope.
Segment of the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, Buffalo's original pizzeria. Great place to go hang out before and after Thursday night season opener here at UB Stadium. 7 o'clock kickoff against the Robert Morris Colonials. All this preseason anticipation and talk and analysis. John Fuller, it's finally time to get to some games, right?
That's right, finally.
Yeah, it's always good, always exciting. Any football fan, and particularly the ones here in Western New York, this is a great week when you know the season is getting started. John is the Assistant Athletic Director for Communications and our regular guest here on the show with the always popular Full of It segment, where you deliver more than whatever you're full of. You deliver solid info, and you're going to start me off with a really good, solid piece of information, because as we've talked about on this show, particularly with Lance and Andy Kotelnicki and Jim Zabrowski, the quarterback position has a lot of intrigue to it, a lot of interesting tidbits about it. You have dug up a good one here, haven't you, about Matt Myers?
Right. So Matt Myers is going to be our starting quarterback on Thursday night when we take the field in the opener against Robert Morris. And, you know, talk about how rare it is to have a freshman quarterback start a season opener. Well, it's never happened, especially at the FBS level. So since 1999, when the Bulls moved to the FBS level, the Bulls have never started a season opener with a freshman or redshirt freshman quarterback. They've started throughout that season. If you remember, Tyree Jackson came in and started week two as a redshirt freshman, and Joe Licata started his redshirt freshman year a few games into the season, Drew Willie as well. But we've never had a season in which we started the first game of the year with a redshirt or a freshman quarterback.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. But it's interesting because I think on the surface, longtime traditional football fans would go, that could be a problem. But as I talked about with Coach Zabrowski, quarterbacks are so much more ready to play than they ever have been before. I think 18 true freshman quarterbacks started at the Power 5 level last year. Now, here's Matt. He's been here for a year. He actually got into a game a little bit last year. It's different as the way football has changed, isn't it?
No question about it. And you have to think about it. He was here, you know, last fall, the whole season. Then you have spring ball. So, you know, he's practicing there and learning more and more. And then all through this camp this year. And I've been out to every practice. And it really, you know, he rose to the top in that quarterback race. I mean, to me, you know, Matt Myers deserved to be the starter. He had the best camp. I mean, Kyle Van Treese is a great kid, a really good quarterback as well. And I think it's kind of a good problem to have. And Coach Leipold talked about that, you know, in his media day press conference last week about how, you know, he trusts all three of the quarterbacks, even Dom Johnson. They're all capable quarterbacks. They're all, you know, he believes in every one of them. He just had to make a choice, and Matt's the guy.
Is it interesting to you, and particularly as part of the athletic communication staff, always looking for interesting stories and connections, to have a Western New York kid start at quarterback? Joe Licata was the last one to do that, but I mean, most football fans in this town know everything there is to know about Matt's background at Bishop Tyman and then West Seneca West and leading them to a state championship. So he's kind of already a Western New York celebrity even before he takes his first bowl snap.
Right. I mean, he's a really good quarterback. I don't know how many fans know. I mean, how, you know, he played, you know, Bishop Tyman, and then he played just his senior year at West Seneca West and took them, I think, to their first ever state championship.
That's correct.
Game. And I mean, talk about how
undefeated season, too.
Undefeated season, state championship, and how difficult that is, because here's a guy who just kind of got thrown into a situation. He was only there for 1 year and was able to kind of take control of that team and go on and have the great season that they did. And not only that, I believe he's just the third quarterback in Western New York history to throw for 2,000 yards and rush for 1,000 yards in a single season. So he's really good.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And I think that, and it's exciting too to have the local guy around here to be able to do that, and hopefully that'll help, you know, with the support of the team, ticket sales, and just it'll definitely help from a media standpoint, because I think, you know, the local media know him, they followed him before, and that's going to only help our program as we develop local players.
With John Fuller, the Assistant Athletic Director for Communications, it's our Full of It segment here on the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold as we get you ready for Thursday's Bulls season opener, 7 o'clock at UB Stadium against the Robert Morris Colonials at Stampede Square. That'll get going 2 hours before kickoff, the concert from Ray Lynn at 5 o'clock, so it's going to be a great Thursday here on the UB campus to get the football season started. As we look a little bit ahead into the schedule, what are some of the games that really jump out at you, either for games you're excited about or games that you think could be really significant?
Yeah, well, I mean, growing up 2 hours from State College, PA, I was a season ticket holder to Penn State games when I was a kid, so it's always great to get back to State College and to get into Beaver Stadium. It's just an awesome atmosphere, and to be able to play at Penn State on a Saturday night, prime time on Fox, I mean, that game really excites me, just because, you know, it's really going to be just an unbelievable exposure for this program. You know, conference-wise, I like the way it shakes out. I like how, you know, our two toughest games, I would say biggest conference games, are right out of the gate, you know, at Miami of Ohio and home against Ohio. You know, those are two teams that, you know, that we're going to be, you know, battling for that MAC East title. To be able to kind of get them right out of the gate is going to be big.
I know the other thing that you spend a lot of time leading up to the season is, you know, doing what you can and acknowledging what players on this team are on some national watch lists because of what they've done in the past or what they're expected to do this year. Give everybody a little rundown on that.
Yeah, so Jarrett Patterson is on two different national watch lists for the preseason. He's on the Doak Walker Award watch list, which goes to annually to the nation's best running back. And he's also on the watch list for the Maxwell Award, which actually goes to the best offensive player in the nation. So it's kind of like the step right below the Heisman trophies on the preseason watch list for that. I think there's like 75 or 80 players that start on that preseason watch list. So that's pretty significant to have a sophomore on there. You know, obviously he had a great season coming off a 1,000-yard season, 14 touchdown season. You know, it's well deserved, but you know, to have a sophomore on that list is pretty good.
Yeah.
I think Brandon Oliver and Anthony Johnson are the only two other players to ever be on the Maxwell.
All right. I know you're excited about the start of the season. We all are, and we know Bulls fans are as well. John, thanks for a couple minutes of time. time. Well, we'll talk to you next week. It all gets started on Thursday night, the home opener for the Bulls against the Robert Morris Colonial. 7 o'clock kickoff here at UB Stadium. Stampede Square gets rolling 2 hours before. Ray Lynn takes the concert stage. So get the weekend off to a great start by coming out and seeing the 2019 version of the Bulls. We thank all of our guests for the incredible insight we've given you into the season. We're going to be here for you every Monday night to take you through the season on the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. We thank you for joining us. We'll see you at UB Stadium on Thursday. This has been the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
On the UB Sports Network, from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, UB Football Insider has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, AdPro Sports, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23, Comdoc, Nike, Pepsi, and by Town Automotive Group. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the UB Sports Network.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.